Another flash caught her attention. Green. An emerald. And then a yellow diamond. Then a sapphire. The beach for meters in each direction was littered with gemstones. She gathered a dozen of them, all sizes and colors, gripping them tightly as she walked among the rocks. She thought of her wooden jewelry box. She could fill it with these gems and have enough to replace the box's dull ones with these beautifully cut, vivid ones. But she didn't have the box with her. What could she use to carry them? A few yards ahead, she spotted something, a dark pouch of sturdy fabric. With its straps and buckles, it would be easy to fasten it around her waist and fill it with the treasure. She headed toward it, caught her toe on a rock, and started to fall. Gripping the diamonds tightly in her fist, she went down. Now Bo was gazing down at her when her eyes came open. Sam felt herself panting. She stared at the tightly curled fingers and opened them, and of course there was nothing there.
"You okay?"
he asked.
"You must have had a doozy of a dream. You were thrashing around and breathing hard."
She sat up. "Whoa! Such a vivid scene!" He brushed her hair back from her face. "I'm okay," she said with a little smile at his outline in the dark of the room. "Just a very weird dream."
"Do you need a glass of water or anything?"
"No, I'll be fine. I'll just go back to sleep." She eased back down into the curve of his arm and fell asleep again almost instantly. The dream didn't return.